Daily Traditionalist on Radio Aryan at RadioAryan.com.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Traditionalist, or the Occasional Traditionalist, now that we're only broadcasting this twice a week. You're listening to me, Svena Longshanks. Today's date is the 5th of September 2017. It is Tuesday today, and I'm joined by Ted Midwood, my co-host here at Radio Aryan. Ted, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. Just amused, really, by all the news that I've seen that's going on. We've got all this craziness about North Korea. We've got craziness going on about these hurricanes. And today, we've learned over here in Britain that there's a hidden terrorist group living among us, a terrorist group by the name of National Action, and they're taking over the army, and they're preparing for terrorist acts, and there's absolute hysteria about this. It's been headline news on the BBC at lunchtime. Everybody's absolutely terrified about this. Of course, it's all a complete load of nonsense. It's four lads in the army that possibly may have been part of a group called National Action when they were a legal group, because the group was shut down immediately when they were prescribed as a terrorist organization. But all they ever did was put stickers up and hold demonstrations. And this arresting of these four young lads is being portrayed as if they are preparing for terrorist acts. But as soon as you actually look at the wording of what the police have said about this, they're accused of is being part of National Action. So the preparing for terrorist acts is just this allegation that they are a part of this group. And they can't be a part of the group because National Action are no more. When they were accused of being terrorists and they were prescribed, it was the actual wording is that anyone that is a member of the group would get 10 years inside. And it's a group. It was a group of young people. And there's no way that the organizers of it were ever going to risk young people being sent to prison for 10 years. So they just scrapped the whole organization. And to be honest, I really sympathize with them. I would sympathize with the organizers if they never had anything to do with patriotism again, or trying to protect Great Britain ever again, because of the appalling way that they were treated by the government. I mean, it's got to be a height of big-headedness of the government to think that the group are still going to be out there trying to protect Great Britain and protect the British people after the atrocious way that Amber Rudd and the British government treated them, calling them terrorists, when all they had ever done is hold a few demonstrations and talk about having ideas that were anti-immigration and pro the British people. And okay, Amber Rudd doesn't want to have white people advocating for Britain and pointing out the Islamic threat. And what's happened since they've banned National Action? Well, I've lost count of the amount of terrorist atrocities that we've actually had in Britain carried out by Islamic extremists that the government have done nothing whatsoever about. And all this group ever really did was put stickers up. And putting stickers up now is being designated as terrorist activity. Again, headline news, there's a sticker that's been put up in London, which is referring to the car that drove into the fat girl over in America at Charlottesville. And apparently this sticker is terrorism as well. And the sticker itself has been reported to the police. So I expect the police are going to go there and arrest this sticker soon. It's just hysteria to me. Absolute hysteria about neo-Nazis and white nationalists and white supremacists, and they're the real threat. When all around us, we know that white girls are being raped by Muslims. We've got Muslim terrorist threats that are going on. We've got the teaching of perversity to our children, homosexuality, transsexualism. We've got clothing stores that are now not going to be telling the children what gender the clothing is going to be. So boys are going to mistakenly be buying girls' clothing and getting teased about it thanks to these shops. You know, this is the important news. This is the stuff that people want to know about. And yet we're being told we should be having hysterics about this neo-Nazi group that were in the army when, you know, it's an absolute impossibility that they are part of National Action. The only thing I can think of that could have caused this is that some leftist group overheard the lads talking as nationalists and thought, we can report them and say they're National Action. And because these guys may have been members in the group once it was, when it was actually legal, they're obviously not in it now. They were probably just planning to put some stickers up or something, and the police have jumped in there, swooped in on them, and is accusing them of being National Action. It's absolute craziness. I know you think you have it bad over there, Ted, but I tell you, it can't be as bad as living in Britain, where you're designated as a terrorist for loving the white race. I tell you.
Absolutely. We have an extremely terrible situation here in the States. And when I think of you guys across the pond, it's even worse. And I know we're marching along ever so slightly to where Britain and the rest of Europe is, or Western Europe, I should say, where you guys are politically. It's funny, the left, their main play out of their playbook for the past few decades, I would say, is always to use the threat of violence to shut down any nationalist or non-left gathering of any sort. I remember seeing a documentary movie that I think was filmed in the late 90s that had David Icke, and he was talking about how his lectures would get shut down by this man, Richard Warman, in Canada and in Europe, and they accused David Icke of being Combat 18, which supposedly was an extreme right-wing group back then. So they kind of do this over and over.
Yeah, I really can't see David Icke being a member of Combat 18. But yeah, I mean, that really does highlight it, doesn't it? I mean, the absolute craziness of the left and what they will stoop to trying to shut us down. You brought up there that we're used to them using violence against us. And it's still violence. It's just state-sanctioned violence that is being used against us now. The left weren't able to shut us down physically, violently at our demonstrations. So what they've done is the Jewish groups basically have lobbied the British government to get our most successful nationalist organization designated as a terrorist organization. So they've had to shut down. And obviously they're hoping that, the lads that were involved in that they'll be disillusioned with nationalism and won't have anything more to do with it. But, I mean, you can't change the way people think. If you love your race, you're going to be doing whatever you can to preserve the white race, basically. So if they designate National Action as a terrorist organization, well, National Action just shuts down, and the people that were involved in it will just join other nationalist organizations. You're not suddenly going to stop loving your race. I was joking a little bit at the beginning there, saying that I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if the people involved did say, well, screw you then, Britain, if you're going to treat us like this, we'll leave you to the Islamic threat, and we'll stop trying to wake people up to it, because you deserve to be hit by the Islamic threat. You deserve to have concert halls blown up, and you deserve to have your women raped if you're going to shut down the people that are speaking up against it. This is the stupidity of it all. We've got, on the one hand, we've got the government saying, we need people to speak up about the Islamic threat, speak up when they see people that they think are terrorists or what they think are terrorist activity. And yet when we have organizations that specifically do that, that target areas of terrorist activity and try to get the white youth involved in spotting these things before they occur, then these groups get told that they're terrorists. This is what really gets me, is this redefinition of what used to be just the basic way that everybody thought 100 years ago. I mean, everybody thought that a white man would marry a white woman, and homosexuality was wrong, and Islam was a satanic, pagan, idolatry religion that had no place in Europe. The only time it was in Europe was invading. And this was just the common way that everybody would think. And yet now, thinking in that way, you're designated terrorist, according to the British government. And the real terrorists, the ones that blow themselves up, that rape our women, we're told that that's the religion of peace. We're not allowed to criticize that. And we certainly aren't allowed to go looking in the Quran for the inspiration of all of this. I think part of this is they're trying to say it's not just Muslims that are involved in terrorism. It's white people that are involved as well. And the only way they were able to actually do that, because white people, we don't blow ourselves up and we don't go out in gangs raping Muslim girls. The only way they could do that was to change the meaning of words. So now putting stickers up is terrorism. Putting stickers up is the equivalent to nail bombs and beheadings in Britain in 2017. That's the stage that we've got to. And I have no doubt if Hillary Clinton had got in there in America, you'd be in the same situation, I think, Ted. It's only because you've got Donald Trump that he hasn't pushed forward with outlawing the white organizations. In fact, he did the opposite. He said that the FBI were no longer going to make it a priority to investigate white nationalist organizations. But I wouldn't be surprised if after what's happened in Charlottesville that they try pushing him towards that. I don't know if you've got anything else you'd like to add to this, what's been happening here with National Action, Ted.
Yeah, wasn't it the London mayor, Sadiq Khan, who said terrorism was part and parcel of living in a modern metropolitan city?
It was, yeah. That's exactly what he said.
Yeah, well, terrorism is, this is what the government and ruling parties are going to use, the way they wordsmith in an Orwellian sense, all these terms, kind of like here in America. You have all the blacks and browns that say, oh, well, blacks and browns cannot be racist by definition. Only white people can be racist by definition. So they've taken all these terms that we had one standard for the terms, and then they twist it and turn it on its head into something totally different. So now there's no longer two genders. There's a whole spectrum of genders and sexualities. And racist is something that only white people can be classified as. Terrorists are anyone in Britain who want traditional, standard, conservative morals and government. So you see the way they're brainwashing people with these terms. That's exactly what they the impression that they want to give.
Well, it's the same with hate crimes as well. I mean, it's only white people that can be accused of hate crimes. I mean, they've invented an entirely new term that doesn't actually exist in legal terminology, and yet they use that to accuse people. You know, they use that to punish white people more than blacks. And if a crime is they say a crime is racially motivated. If somebody used a derogatory slur while they were committing a crime, then they will double the sentence. And the proof that somebody was using a racial slur can just come from the victim. And because the police are offered incentives to come out with more and solve more of these hate crimes, every time an ethnic minority is a victim of crime, the police will be saying to them, was this a hate crime? Was this a hate crime? Was there any racial slurs used? And of course, the ethnic victim is going to say, well, yes, of course there was. Yes, the guy called me racial slurs, because they know that means that the person is going to be punished twice as much, that the police are going to make that a priority to investigate it. So now we've got a two-tier legal system where white people are punished all the more for these crimes. And I mean, it's in effect, it's the same as the Anglo-Saxon wergild system, where different classes of person was worth more wergild, and the punishment for the crime was more depending on your position in society. So we've gone back to Anglo-Saxon wergild, but instead of having lords and aristocrats as being worth more, we've got the lowest people in our society, blacks and Muslims, are worth more. And even this isn't good enough for them. Even that is not good enough for them. They've actually got to make criticism of these ethnic minorities, they've got to make that into a crime in itself. So when you criticize these people, they now call that a hate crime, and they imply that there is some form of violence involved in it. This takes me back to this sticker. They're actually saying that this sticker is a form of violence, and criticism of Islam is a form of violence. We've got a lawyer in Scotland, or a student studying to be a lawyer, and he wrote on Facebook that ISIS were barbarians, and I believe Donald Trump had attacked them in Afghanistan or something, and he said something about, oh, well, I hope their 72 virgins are happy. And apparently, just writing that is violence, and it's a violent hate crime. And there are students that have reported him for this, and he's being investigated by the university. He's being investigated by the police for this, because this is a form of violence. So criticizing these elevated ethnic minorities now, just criticizing them, just saying that you don't like the way the country is going, you'll be accused of violence. And if you do anything about it, like put some stickers up or hold a demonstration, then you'll be called a terrorist. I really don't know where it can go from here, apart from wake up all the normies to this, because they're going to see through this. And people are going to be watching the BBC News today, and they're going to be thinking, National Action, terrorist group in the army. Oh my gosh, this is dreadful. And tomorrow they're going to find out that the preparation for terrorist acts was just an accusation of once being a member in this group, because they can't retroactively apply the law. They can't say, well, we're charging you with this crime because you were a member of this group back when it was legal. You know, that's an illegal thing to do. They will have to prove that they are part of National Action, for a start, and they will have to prove that they were preparing some terrorist acts. And if all they were doing is putting stickers up, then people are going to see through that and think, well, hang on a minute, why did you sound the alarm as if this was a big terrorist plot, as if they were going to blow up a concert hall, when all they were doing is putting stickers up? And the law used to be that it didn't matter who you were, everybody was equal under the law. And that was what equality meant, was equal under the law. And what they now mean by equality is that the white man is unequal, the white man gets the worst of everything, and the invaders into our countries get the best of everything. And we know who it is behind it, don't we?
Yeah, well, that much should be obvious to anyone who's paying attention. There's one group of people that you can't talk about, that you can't criticize, and they're even on video, members of this group of people, bragging about how Europe is not going to be the monolithic society it once was, and that people of this particular group are going to be resented for their leading part in bringing on this demographic change. So it's kind of the same story, and I hate to be one to black pill people and be down, but you know, it really seems to me that Western Europe is essentially lost, and they didn't do it overnight. They tiptoed to get you there, and the big punch to the gut, I'll call it, was when they banned the guns. Because even if you wake a good number of your countrymen up, you essentially have no weapons to defend yourself or to take the government back. And they've been trying to do this here in America. And I think once they're able to do it, this is a big reason that I voted Trump, is that I was hoping, I was praying that we would get someone on the Supreme Court that would defend the Second Amendment. But because once that's gone, I mean, you can pretty much hang it up. Sven, you know how white people are. They love to sit the fence and do nothing until it's too late. And when it's too late, it's too late.
Well, that's the thing I worry about with the guns. I mean, I know you've got the guns, you've got your means to defend yourselves, but you still got the same problem that we have here in Britain, which is waking the white people up. I mean, you can defend yourselves over there, but nobody so far has come forward and taken the country back. I mean, Harold Covington talks about this every week in Radio Free Northwest. When is somebody going to do something? You know, it's the same problem. While I look at it over here in Britain, while we don't have weapons, we can't defend ourselves, I would hope that there are still enough white people in the police force and in the army that, when the tipping point comes, they will remember their loyalty is to their race and not to their new overlords. I mean, we've already won the information war. We've won the war of ideas. This is why they have had to make National Action a terrorist group. This is why they're having to remove us from the internet. It's because they know we have won the war of ideas. When people hear what we have to say, they can see that it's reasonable, that it's based on fact. And the more people that hear it, the more people that get behind us. And eventually, it is going to be people in the political parties, people in the police force, people in the army that are thinking these things, because they will have come across our information. They will have members in their family that have come across our information, that have convinced them of the veracity behind it. And I think that's the point that we need to get to. And when we reach that point, then Britain will be liberated. And hopefully the armed uprising bit won't come into it. If the armed uprising bit does come into it, then I think it will be a bloody war, basically, between blacks and whites, and it will be clubs and weapons and all the rest. And one thing that is slightly different to America, I mean, you can say we don't have guns, but our police don't have guns either. So if it did come down to it, the police wouldn't be armed either. So that does take the edge off it slightly when you think that we don't actually have weapons. But in some places, they're calling for this now. I mean, the liberals in Britain have always been very proud of the fact that we don't actually have any guns. But some of them are now saying, is it time that our police were armed because of this diversity? I mean, you would just think 1,400 white girls raped in Rotherham. Surely they'd be saying, isn't it time to question the immigration policy? We've got terrorism going off. We've got children being massacred in Manchester. Don't you think it would be time that the liberals were to say, don't you think we should stop immigration or stop promoting Islam? But no, they don't say that. They say, oh, don't you think it's time that we give the police weapons and guns? I mean, the police are bad enough with tasers. They get the wrong people. I mean, there was a rather funny incident a while back when they got this black guy, and he was actually the diversity officer for the police, and they tasered him. That was quite funny. But the police themselves, they've gone through this huge drive with them to tell them that prosecuting hate crimes and prosecuting criticism against ethnic minorities is far more important than actually investigating real crimes. And surely there must be some people left in the police that do have some integrity that can see that this is wrong. And the further this goes on, I think the more they are going to see how wrong this is. It's just logical, isn't it? I mean, what's more important, investigating a rape, a robbery, and a mugging, or investigating criticism on Twitter? This is why I say it's the way they put this across. When they talk about hate crimes, they imply that they're talking about violence and violent crime. But as soon as the general members of public fall for that. But as soon as the police go to investigate what they've been told is this important hate crime, and they find out that it's just some mean words on Twitter, surely they're going to be questioning, you know, just what it is they've joined up for, and why they are prosecuting people for dissidency, really. I mean, it's just political dissidence. I mean, we're not violent. We're not advocating for violence. We're advocating to take back our countries and to take them back peacefully. And if we don't take them back peacefully, then things are going to descend into all-out war. But we're doing our best to avoid that and to win by every means possible, whether it's political means or demonstrations or entryism or just through propaganda online. There are so many ways that we can fight this war and do what's right for our people that doesn't actually involve violence. National Action always said they were a non-violent political group. They never advocated for violence. None of their members were ever arrested for any violent acts. And yet the Home Secretary has been able to get away with designating them as a terrorist organization. This is why I'm saying that the people that were organizing it, they're not going to give a damn about saving the country anymore, are they? You know, they really are not going to give a damn about demonstrating and trying to protect the country when the country treats them so disgustingly for doing that. It's an absolutely atrocious way to treat young people, and all at the instigation of these Jews that pretend to be charities when they're not. They're basically just trying to police criticism of the Jews. And they boast about this. They boast about how they are the ones that were responsible for all the anti-free speech laws that we have in Britain. You can go back and look at them, and it was Jews that were involved in setting them up, and it was Jews that boast about them. And they're trying to bring it over into America as well, Ted. There's this new definition of anti-Semitism, which is basically anything that a Jew says it can be. You know, even if it's something sensible that somebody has said, if a Jew says that's anti-Semitism, it is. If it's a joke, and it's even meant like in a light-hearted way, if a Jew says that it's anti-Semitism, then it is. It's whenever a Jew wants somebody to be punished, they... just a squeal anti-Semitism, and our government will jump to it. I mean, that's the way it is here in Britain. I know it's a little bit better over there in America, but it's not perfect yet. Ted, what are your thoughts on this anti-Semitism thing? Have you heard anything about this, about them trying to change the meaning of the word anti-Semitism or update the laws over there in America?
You know what? I have heard about that in the past 4 to 5 weeks. I guess the story is there's an anti-Israeli boycott happening. I think they called it BDS, something to that effect. And there was a motion before our Congress to outlaw any taking of a stance against or for the boycott, essentially. And this is incredible. It would most certainly have to go against the First Amendment and be thrown out in the courts. But you never know this day and age with how bad things are with people in the government. The point that you were talking about with essentially people crying wolf and law enforcement having to go through it and go through the motions so many times, this has actually happened here in the States with, I believe, the FBI in 2015, 2014, somewhere back then. They actually took the Southern Poverty Law Center off their list of hate crimes or criminal advisors on matters to investigate, because so many times they exaggerated the threat. You can go on their website and they have all these indications of white hate groups that are really just, you know, a few people in Chicago or a few people, and it'll be blacks or whites or Hispanics that are radical. But this is a good thing when the enemy cries wolf too much and people see through it. There was a story about a person making bomb threats at synagogues and Jewish community centers back in the winter just after the election. And Trump said, well, let's wait and see what happens, because a lot of times it comes out that it's someone on their side doing this. And sure enough, it turns out with the phone threats, bombing threats to Jewish centers and synagogues, it was an Israeli teenager. So I think the more this happens, you're right, the more chance there is for people to wake up. And really, at this point, the only thing that's really going to wake white people up is harsh persecution. They've got to feel the heat, and that's most certainly coming if they're not feeling it already.
Yeah, sometimes it needs a short, sharp shock to wake people up. I remember just recently as well, you were talking about these other groups that get put on the SPLC's hate watch, and they're not haters. Recently, there's been Christian groups that have been put on these lists, and Christian groups that have had their videos yanked from YouTube. So this is a good thing, because they're going to be speaking up against this censorship as well, aren't they? You know, the more people that get attacked by this, the better, really, because it just brings them into contact with our ideology when they find out that, you know, we've been investigating this and we've been feeling the harsh end of it for some years now. And that drive to prevent criticism of Israel, again, that's something that began over here. We have this in our universities now. You're not allowed to criticize Israel. And I think the Israelis wanted to bring in a law that the universities could not boycott products from Israel, you know, effectively forcing British universities to buy stuff from Israel. When they said, we want to boycott Israel and we want to buy stuff from the Palestinians, they were banned from doing that. And when people from these Palestinian advocacy organizations, when they want to advocate for Palestine, they're banned from the universities. And some of these organizations have been written to, and they've been said, well, we can't risk having you at our university because the Jews will scream anti-Semitism and we will get charged with hate crimes for putting you on. So it's just two-tier legal system right the way through. One law for the Jews and one law for everyone else. And these other laws that have been brought in for the black and ethnic minorities and the homosexuals, they were all brought in to distract people from the fact that we already had these laws for the Jews. That's what they were brought in for, so that people don't think that there's anything strange about there being laws against anti-Semitism and criticizing the Jews. It's all a cover for that. And we can see that when it comes down to whether you have a people advocating for Palestine in the universities. And if it was Palestinians against whites, obviously, they would be shutting the whites down. But because it's Palestinians against Jews, they shut the Palestinians down because it's the Jews at the top of the pile, isn't it?
Right, right. I want to comment on the SPLC getting sued by these Christian groups. This was a huge – what they did in defaming these just watered-down Christian mainstream Christian groups was really a strategic misstep, a huge, huge blunder on their part. And this is what we should be baiting them to do. We ought to be baiting them into making missteps and tactical miscalculations where they start firing upon mainstream, normal Christian white people. That's instead of us trying to always do this or do that or have, you know, do this, we need to bait the enemy into doing stupid things that they'll be attacked for.
I think that's a very good idea there, and then something that we can encourage people to do. Get them to attack people that aren't that far right, because when they do get attacked by the left, then they will see that the left is the real enemy, and they will see that it's these Jewish groups that is the real enemy and behind the people that are causing all this persecution of our people. Ted, thank you very much for coming on today. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Thursday with another Daily Traditionalist with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson. Until then, have a great day and hail victory.